So I've been working on an essay for Substack. Now, what we've got at the moment is the World Economic Forum kind of big shindig going on in Davos with the whole Davos billionaire class and all of the rest of it, all these technocrats and politicians and bankers and all of that. Now, I'm actually accused of like obsessing about how Klaus Schwab's taken over the world and the World Economic Forum is like the true power in the world. And if you I actually don't speak about it, that stuff very much. Like I don't, if you look at my videos and all that, I haven't really mentioned Klaus Schwab very much at all, because I kind of get it. Like he's become this meme. It's kind of low hanging fruit and a bit cringe. But the reason for that is what I'm kind of interested in, because it seems to me that the World Economic Forum must have like the worst PR consultancy teams like that's ever existed in politics and in like sort of in managerial circles. And like my like Telegram feed is just awash in little clips of like these kind of elites, technocrats and public-private partner types. Like they're all coming out with the most insane shit and everybody's clipping it, so they're making it they're making it public as well, like they're proud. And you just have to ask yourself, like, what the hell are they thinking? Like, is there nobody there to kind of manage how the public's like perceiving all of this? I mean, if you go back, if you remember in the 90s, in the sort of the early 2000s, you had this trend where you had like serious political dramas on TV, and they were like, say like the West Wing, and one of the things that they would get into was all about the like the PR and the consultants and the public perception management. So it may be where the president's going to go to Florida. We know the data analysis confirms that the president plays better when he wears a striped tie in Florida rather than a plain one. Like, they dug into all of these little things to make it all go better. I mean, you can if you ever see like Boris Johnson, you know, if Boris Johnson goes to visit some town somewhere in Yorkshire, they'll always put like a pint of ale or a pint of Carlin or something in his hand. Like that's all, obviously that's all scripted, that's all planned out, because of they know it plays with the locals. They've ran the numbers on it, and they've got it all down. And so then you have to think, well, in the kind of the World Economic Forum circles, like they must know all this. They must know all this. And so then you have to ask, who the hell approved of the message, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy? Like, that had to pass through like consultants. That had to be given a rubber stamp. Somebody somewhere, and it wasn't just it wasn't an off-the-cuff thing. That was an actual promotional video. So somebody somewhere decided that it was a good idea to sell their agenda with the slogan, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Like, in what universe was that going to go down well? Who did nobody think, hang on a minute, this looks a bit dodgy. Like, have you considered how like people may not be happy about owning nothing? Like, have you ever considered that this is a bad idea, that this isn't good public relations? I mean, remember Tony Blair with his guitar? Because at the time when Tony Blair came in, when New Labour, you had like Oasis and you had Britpop, and that was the big thing at the time. And Tony Blair like sort of like started prancing around like strumming a guitar, and like the message that was being managed there, and the message that was being pushed out, was this idea that, well, hey guys, I'm just like a trendy kid like you. I'm in with the vibes, man. I'm down. I'm digging the sounds. I'm digging the new Britpop scene. I'm spiritually just part of this new youth kind of vibe. I'm all in on it, guys. And so it was like, it was all total horseshit. It was all like scripted out, obviously. But at least it was kind of like thought about. At least it was kind of considered. So who is the one somewhere in the World Economic Forum who decided to have that little goblin fella from Israel, like Yoram Hurami or something, this kind of hardcore transhumanist, like they've allowed him to prance around on the stage, telling like sort of shouting in this kind of arrogant sneering way in a squeaky high-pitched voice about hacking humans. When somebody that passed across like the agenda of somebody's desk, and it's like, what we're telling the public, because again, this is all out in the public. What is it? What is it that we're going to, the message that we are going to send to the public, we're going to take all of their stuff and we're going to demand that they're happy when they own nothing. And then, oh yeah, that's right, we're going to tell them that we're going to hack them. And now, like, there's another video now which has come out, and it's another fella, and he's saying, in the future, the technology is nearly at the point now where we're going to track your carbon footprint based on what you consume, because it'll go through your digital ID and all of that stuff that I've spoken about, like, time and time again. I don't need to get into it again here. What I'm like interested in here is the fact that these people just don't give two shits about like public perception, or they do and they're just really bad on it, because like they've ended up becoming like memes on the internet. Like Klaus Schwab's just like, he is like Blofeld. Like, I totally take that criticism that people have where they say it's like really low hanging fruit and it's cringe, because you know, the bar to entry to kind of getting in all this stuff is really low, because it's just so obvious. And you think, well, yeah, but why is it obvious? Why don't they care whatsoever about how they're being perceived? Why, like, this is like an optics disaster for standard kind of politics. So one of the things I've been trying to wrap my head around about how bad their public messaging is, because they will know, they've got all the resources in the world to get it right. They must have teams looking at how all this works, all right? And the funny thing about it is that it reminds me of video games, because there's a certain set of assumptions built into the fact, because we have to ask ourselves, like, why do we think they should care? And it comes down to a thing with liberalism, because if they are actually concerned about what we think, because the idea is that they would respond to us, the idea would be that we are somehow in control of them, or that they represent us, or that we have some kind of power or agency over them. But the fact is, like, if they view that kind of thinking itself as a problem, then they are like unshackled from your, like, the innate liberalism of the say so many people in the West who are kind of scratching their heads at what the hell's going on and what they're saying to us, because maybe they've just kind of moved on from that and they don't care anymore. Like, would like Augustus Caesar care what like a farmer or a peasant had to say in the Roman Empire? And another way to look at this is that if you play a video game, I mean, my video game playing days are long gone, but when I did used to play them on the Sega Mega Drive and whatnot, sometimes you used to get these like cheat codes where your thing, your character or your spaceship or whatever, it couldn't die. And there was a bit of fun in that for a while, because you could unlock all of the secrets and you could kind of see everything in the game. But it took all of the challenge away from it, and it kind of, the world began to kind of collapse in on itself in a way. And in more like advanced games, like the last game I played was like Skyrim, but you can see the same thing in stuff like Civilization. And it's this thing where you can think of it like an end of game hubris, where all of the challenges and everything, all the constraints placed upon you are now gone, and you can do, you're like a god within that game. So in something like Skyrim, you can wander into a village and like kill all of the villagers, and then the local guard will come out, and that doesn't matter really very much either, because you can just kill all of them. You can just do anything that you want. And eventually, like, the rules of the world begin to break down and you become kind of disconnected, and it leads to this kind of sort of nihilistic attitude where it's like nothing really matters. And you wonder if it's like as for certain kind of classes in the elite, because they certainly didn't think like this not too long ago. I mean, the Bilderbergers were famously secretive, which is a similar kind of thing. And you think of all of the kind of neocon type stuff of the early 2000s, they were kind of secretive and very careful about how they phrased and messaged things, you know. And you wonder if it reaches a point where they just no longer care about that anymore, because they don't even have to pay lip service. They don't have to make the effort to lie to you anymore. They're just going to come straight out and say it. And, you know, maybe that's kind of refreshing in a way. But, you know, they can't really pretend to be good people. But maybe they don't care about that either.